Welcome, everybody, to the October 3rd Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee meeting. We have with us Legislator Collins, Legislator Haynes, and Chairman Rock tonight. We have the minutes from September 4th. Does anybody have any corrections, deletions, additions to those minutes? No. If not, can I have a motion to accept the minutes?
I make a motion that we accept the minutes.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Accept the minutes. We'll roll right into resolutions. We have Resolution 384, which is authorizing the Chairman of the Ulster County Legislature and the Warden of the Ulster County Jail to execute an agreement with the New York State Office of Mental Health for inmate processing, pursuant to Section 508 of the New York State Correction Law. And we have Superintendent Einstein to address this.
Basically, it's just a security agreement. It's standard.
Okay.
Some things have changed. I haven't actually seen the actual written agreement yet.
Okay.
But I know it's a standard. It's a standard agreement so that security is provided when we send an inmate upstate for mental health care. And it's, I don't have the verbiage and nothing.
We used to have an agreement with Oneida County Sheriff's Office, and we used to do that every year. They're not handling it anymore.
Okay.
So the Office of Mental Health is handling it. I think this agreement is saying, because it's going to be on the fly, so hey, we have an inmate that has to go up there, they're going to get the paperwork together, the sheriff's going to sign it, and it's done.
And the mental health
studio this is the blanket agreement saying that we're going to
do it.
Right, and that they're going to supply security mental health.
So OMH provides security for the transport?
Not for the transport.
We
transport them up, but for the
treatment
actual custody and care.
Okay.
Yep.
Any more questions? I have somebody move the resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Passes. Resolution 385. Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Trinity Services Group. This is for our new food service provider. Out with the old and in with the new. I don't even know if there's any questions. We're giving food to the inmates. They should be happy, right? Okay. Can I
I was just going to say, so we went out to RFP, and this is the organization that won. So we're leaving Aramark and going with Trinity.
Trinity, yeah. Which, just by FYI, Orange County went with them. Albany County has switched to this company as well. All reports are it's really top shelf.
Okay.
And a major cost savings.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. We checked around.
Any other questions?
I'm just gonna say I'm sure someone's gonna want a sample menu if we all catch our drift. So if we could provide that ahead of time, it's gonna save everybody agita.
Yeah. Do we have one still from the RFP?
Yeah, I think they're gonna be right in the contract.
Actually. Yeah. And actually, they're going to provide, they are also going to provide commissary, and instead of ordering stuff that has to come in, it's going to be held in they can get access to it by vending machines that will be in each pod.
Great.
And they'll also have refrigeration areas that will facilitate cold beverages, things like that. I think it's going to be a way better situation.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Is it in the actual proposal? Because I can just have purchasing send them the sample menu.
I'm looking through the contract to see if it's there, but
we did get sample menu.
I'll have Dean send it.
Okay.
I mean, I know that there is a particular legislator who's going to ask for it, so I figure ahead of time. If we provide it ahead of time, it's going to save everybody some hassle.
Yeah, you can just send it to Jay. Any more questions? Can I look to move the resolution?
I'll move it.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution passes. Resolution 386. authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with the Pine Professional Center for the offices of the county's probation department.
I'll move it.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you. And this, oh, I went too far, sorry. Oh, this is our little place in Newt Paltz that we've had since 1999, and we're just approving the renewal of the lease, correct?
You'll see quite a few of these coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the next few months.
Yep.
The various places, spaces that we lease are coming up for renewal, and Ron Suits over at DPW is working on them.
Great. Anybody have any other questions?
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Resolution passes. Resolution 387. Authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with the Ulster Savings Bank for offices for the county public defender. Move?
I'll move it.
Second?
It's over on Wall.
Yeah.
This is, yeah, on Wall Street, yep. And this is a drop more footage, right?
Yeah, it's slightly more footage. Basically, we got more footage, I think, a month or two ago for the conflict defender coming over from Dutchess County.
Yeah.
We found out that one of the tenants is leaving that was up near that space, and they asked us if we wanted it. We need more space in that building for current public defender operations, and then plus just anything additional with the age, so they're just increasing their space by a little.
Great, perfect. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Resolution passes.
Ken moved it.
Me?
Second.
Yeah. Resolution 392. Amending the capital project number 483 Fire Training Center, amending the 2018 to 2023 capital improvement program. So this is in the town of Ulster.
I can speak to
it. Oh, sure.
I'm waiting for a motion.
I'll move it.
Move. Second?
I'll second it.
So this amends the capital project 483 to accomplish final design for the fire training facility to be located at 250 Ulster Landing Road. We have preliminary design for those facilities, and this would move to final design. It also provides some money so we can do necessary title search. We anticipate this will fund the contract, which is in Resolution 394, and it also is related to the Resolution number 395, which is a memorandum of agreement.
The title search would be for our easement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We want to make sure that the town actually holds an adequate title to grant the easement.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Any further questions?
No.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Resolution passes. 394, as we referenced before, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county for CT Mail Associates. And this is for, like you said, the design services part of it, right?
That's correct. This is final design from CT Mail. We have preliminary designs completed. We did not fund final design in the original resolution. So this would do final design work for that.
Any more questions? Move.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Resolution passes. Resolution 395. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an easement and a memorandum of agreement with the town of Ulster, New York, Fire Training Center. Move.
I'll move it.
Second. Okay. Thank you.
There's no further concerns from the town of Ulster. I know they'd raised some early on. We're all happy now. Ish.
Yeah, we anticipate that the town of Ulster will consider this the same easement and memorandum of agreement on October 4th. So they should consider it tomorrow night.
All right.
For that. And the easement essentially is all that area on the west side of Ulster Landing Road.
Yeah.
And it's for fire training purposes. And the memorandum of agreement essentially provides access to the facility because of the law enforcement shooting range on there. And it provides some continuation of the existing operations on the site and their continued maintenance of those operations on the site during the time that the county takes to construct the facility. It gives the county 18 months to begin construction, which we believe is much more more than adequate. We anticipate that we should be able to award contracts early spring of next year.
Great.
That's great.
Now ahead of ahead of building the tower itself, you know, we're going to be able to start having training there aside from burn training.
The memorandum of agreement basically provides access to the fire services within Ulster County, similar to there's existing access now, similar to what's
access that they already have. No, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any more questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The resolution passes. We have the sheriff's report. So we've finished September. Oh, we had a little bit of a negative there. So we're going to come out of that. And the board and counts are good. Oh, that's the telephone revenue. But the board and revenue is good and the other counts are good. Anything more for the report? No.
Are we still getting Duchess inmates?
Oh, yeah. Green.
Green, too?
Green.
Well, Green's is pretty much, condemned, isn't it? It's, like, the worst one in the state.
It's closed.
One of the
Yeah.
It was the worst in the state. It's closed now.
There you go.
But we got about 37 to 40 Green County.
Excellent. Keep them coming.
We'll leave a light on for them.
I keep hoping that they continue. Sure everyone's going to hear this. I keep hoping that they quarrel about building their new jail so we can keep it up around 40, 50.
Well, they just passed the bond issue, I think, last month.
Yeah, so that doesn't stop the quarreling.
Captain Altieri, you also wanted to
mention? Just wanted to take just a minute of your time. Everybody knows about the incident at the Ellenville Hospital. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
Just so you're aware, it was a very much a team effort. It was the state had the lead on it. They definitely had the most guys there too, probably. It was the state police and us, NCON police, forest rangers, and DEP police, and also the fire service. The fire department down there opened up the doors to us, and we were in there 24/7 for 3 or 4 days.
Wow!
It couldn't be nothing but nice to us. So it's just another example of how here in Ulster County, everybody works together. You know. Somebody takes the lead on it because somebody has to, but there's everybody works together toward a common goal. That being said, it will be a very expensive payroll period. Literally.
Comes with that.
I couldn't. The last day, I only got two guys that were able to come in because everybody had worked a double already. Something or other, and it was just like I couldn't work you because you only had 2 hours off. You know?
Right.
So that's going to create a lot of. I mean, we'll find it in our budget if we always have the overtime in there, and we try and watch so that in case we have business, I guess. But this will be expensive.
Yeah. Just one last thing I had for the sheriff's department is I just wanted to, if you could pass along, you know, my thanks and admiration to Deputy Alberts for it's the first time I've seen, I think, you guys mostly, you know, in an official capacity since his actions saved that family in Plattekill. So if you could just pass along, our.
And I don't think it happened yet. Paula Mitchell was going to do a story on him and the trooper that.
Okay, I hadn't seen it yet, but. But that was really,
And if you don't know, if you want all the details, or pretty much all the details about the Ellenville incident, if you go to HudsonValleyNews.com, the entire 20-minute press release that Captain Drake gave, you can watch the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
So that'll give you all the,
I saw you on the Spectrum News, so.
Right. I can tell you, but that gives you pretty much every detail.
Great. Well, glad everybody was safe, and thank you for that report.
Yeah, it worked out good.
Old business, I don't think we have any. Because we covered it last month, what we had. New business, I'm going to give the floor to probation. Nancy's going to speak on the...
Next month.
For next month, for the restorative justice, yes. Because we had
We're going to do it next month.
Yeah, I didn't know if you just wanted to say that you'll come back next month, and there was the tour and anything to that effect.
Next month, and oh, okay. Knock on wood, so far, no 16-year-old youth that crossed our threshold.
Great.
It'll happen. We're not gonna strike out for the year.
Day. It's only the third day.
On that note,
we
hired a couple over the process of, because nothing really is that fast, but in the process of hiring 4 part-time security guards, one of them is my pick for the new full-time position when it comes to be in January. So we're kind of ahead of the game. I got to get special uniforms ordered and all that kind of stuff. So we should be all right.
Nice. Great. Very good. Events around the county. I do have a flyer here for Ulster County Crime Victims Assistance Program. I can pass the flyer around. This is going on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It looks from October into November. So I can pass that around for everybody. I think Chief Wage is having a self-defense for women in Lloyd in October at some point. That's all I have, if anybody has anything else.
I'm having a yard sale.
We'll come to your yard sale. what day is that?
Saturday.
Okay.
Women's Basic Self-Defense is the 17th.
The 17th for Lloyd.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Ken, there's a forum in the superintendent from Walk Hill. Do you know the date on that, by any chance? Public safety, or it's a school safety forum?
Yes, hold on.
October 10th, right?
Yeah, I feel like
okay.
It's this week. But.
Okay.
October 10th.
Anybody have anything else? Our next meeting.
Fire prevention week, October 10th.
Okay. Thank you for that, Everett.
I'll get it to you.
Supposedly, our next meeting is Election Day, Tuesday, November 6th. Get out and vote for our sheriff. Am I allowed to say that?
Did they say it?
I don't know. You did anyway.
Our next meeting is the 6th?
Is the 6th.
Yeah, I won't be here.
All right. Well, we had a question mark with it anyway, so.
Tonight, Mark.
Okay.
All right. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you.